and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. So glad that you're with us this morning, listening to us and sharing with us and just being with us today. This is a wonderful day. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving, and we just thank God for it all. It's almost time, as we know, it's almost time for our kiddos to be going back to school. And during this time at different schools, they have resource officers stationed. And today we are going to be talking about resource officers, their duties, and how they assist and help the school community. And my guest today is Major Travis Davidson, and I will allow him to introduce himself to you, Major Davidson.
Good morning, Ms. Johnson. It's just a pleasure. I am Major Davidson here at Rapides Parish Sheriff Department, where I've been employed almost right at 32 years, and I'm the supervisor of the School Resource Officers Program.
Okay, then. Now, I have a few questions that I want to ask. And now, what are the duties of the resource officers? I know that they wear many hats. So will you specify some of the duties of the resource officers?
Yes, ma'am. Our main two objectives is
good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. So glad that you're with us this morning, listening to us and sharing with us and just being with us today. This is a wonderful day. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving, and we just thank God for it all. It's almost time, as we know, it's almost time for our kiddos to be going back to school. And during this time at different schools, they have resource officers stationed. And today we are going to be talking about resource officers, their duties, and how they assist and help the school community. And my guest today is Major Travis Davidson, and I will allow him to introduce himself to you, Major Davidson.
Good morning, Ms. Johnson. It's just a pleasure. I am Major Davidson here at Rapides Parish sheriff's department where I've been employed almost right at 32 years, and I'm the supervisor of the school resource officers program.
Okay, then. Now, I have a few questions that I want to ask, and now, what are the duties of the resource officers? I know that they wear many hats, so will you specify some of the duties of the resource officers?
Yes, ma'am. Our main two objectives is to address safety and security. The time in which we live, in the society in which we live, we have an officer placed at every school who's designated to make sure that campus is safe, make sure that we allow those who are supposed to be there, and those that are not allowed to be there to address them as well as protect our staff, our kids, and at the same token, address any law enforcement issues that may arise in the school system while they're there on duty. They also contribute in the area when they're after school programs. They provide security for those that will as well as athletic events. And so they spend a lot of time at their school trying to make sure that their school is safe and secure, so our kids can arrive safe and return home safely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now during the time that they're there, do they interact with the children, with the students?
Yes, ma'am. That's a pivotal point in the program where we actually build relationships and we interact not only with the kids but the staff as well. And so once they get there in the morning, get all the traffic through, they basically secure their campus by checking all entry and exit doors, doing a perimeter check to make sure that everything is secure to keep any violators from coming on campus. And during the course of the day, they're present with those kids and during the interchanging of classes or when they're on recess, in the cafeteria, in the hallways, and eventually after being there for a while, they create special relationships and bonds with those kids by basically knowing just about every student and staff member there. And also some are even sharp enough to remember what kid rides what bus or car rider who's being picked up. So they're keenly aware of what's going on, and they build relationships, and that's one of the positive parts of this program.
Absolutely, building those relationships. And the children or the students will have a resource in your officers if they need to talk to somebody, or if there's something going on with them that they may not want anybody else to know, they have the officer as a confidant, and they can talk to them, and then, you know, maybe the officer can handle it from there, letting others know that this person, this student, is having a problem. So
yes, ma'am, you hit the nail right on the head, because that's exactly what the word resource mean. They're actually a resource, and so most of them are, if not all of them are certified professionals in law enforcement. We don't know everything. We wear many hats, and so some things we don't know. Because, like you say, the things that we don't know, we point the family and those kids in the right direction, whether it's services they need from the FINS office, from the judicial office, from health, from the counselors. And so things that we don't know or we're not aware of, we try to point those families in the right direction to receive services that they need that's going to help their child during their development in the educational process.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Now, and you sort of answered my next question, and that's why are school resource officers necessary?
Yes, ma'am. When you think about the trend and the things that we had happen early in the early 2000s, and this was this program has been in its conception since 2003. When the citizens so graciously passed the half-cent sales tax that was orchestrated by Sheriff Hilton, our former sheriff, and his best interest after the things that we've seen happen in Columbine High School in Colorado, Jonesboro, Arkansas, around the country, there was a growing trend with our schools being soft targets. And so people were taking advantage, and they were having a lot of violent attacks and mass shootings that were happening in the school system. So he took it upon himself to launch this this vision. And Sheriff Wood has carried his legacy and creating his own by keeping this program going. And it's going to be, actually, it's going to be here till we leave here, because the tax is a tax that won't end. And so they always have officers in those schools deal with the challenges that we face in the times in which we live, which can sometimes be violent.
Absolutely.
And so we have a lot of different areas that we can focus on as far as protecting our kids and our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, are the resource officers armed?
Yes, ma'am. They're certified post officers who have been trained and are certified through the regional academies throughout the state, most of them here in Alexandria, and they're also certified through the state. They have training. They all are armed, and we're all certified deputies. They're not rental cops. They're not security officers. They have full-fledged duties and responsibilities where they've taken an oath to actually execute all local, state, and federal laws, and so they have the authority and arrest authority to do those things which you see a normal street patrol deputy officer do. These officers are fully equipped with the weapons and the knowledge to complete the job, Ms. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds great. Now, one of the things, it's controversial. Do you think that teachers should be armed with weapons in the classroom?
That's a point that has been debated, but I think when we look at that, it can become chaotic. And you know, just to say, because you have a lot of people who are certified that can actually carry, and who have not only a license, but they have the ability to carry arms. But I don't think it's a good idea for every teacher to be armed in the classroom. Because they do have what we call an emergency operation plan, and everybody has a role to play. And so in doing those tabletop exercises, everybody know what their role is, from the administrator to the custodian to the law enforcement officer. So one thing we know, if we hope it never happens, but we'll be able to identify
right.
The officers in uniform and opposing to the fact that if you have a teacher, you really don't know if that teacher is the actual perpetrator,
right.
Or if, you got what I'm saying, they're on staff. So with uniform officers being in with guns, I think that's the safest way to go. And that way we won't have no confusion and won't have to address the issue of someone being shot or mistaken for being a threat when they actually are a staff member.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I'll keep my opinion to myself, but I totally agree, you know, because like you said, during a time like that, it's just, I mean, from what we've seen on TV, it's so much chaos, you know, during a time like that until, you know, I said I was going to keep my opinion to myself. But anyway, I totally agree with you. Now, do the schools have an alert system to warn if there's a perpetrator in the vicinity or in the building?
Yes, ma'am. It's strange that you would bring that up. The district, they're working across the state, working with 911, and they have what they call a RAVE panic attack program, which not only identifies the threat, it isolates and lets the officers, as well as the administration and teachers know what part of the school is under threat and what type of threat it is. This is something that they recently put in, and that's the goal of the governor, to make sure that every school in this state has that panic attack app, so that not only would the officer and administration be aware, it would also let those who are in charge, and as far as the sheriff, police chief, to know exactly what's going on. So there is a system in place where there's an alert put out that's monitored by 911 center, and also us when those type things happen.
That is absolutely wonderful and very necessary. now, do you think that the presence of resource officers in our schools is a deterrent for criminal activity?
I think it makes a big difference. You know, as we looked at the statistics over the years, as we do our stats, the numbers are going down from when we first came in. When we first came in, there was enormous complaints and numbers of incidents that happened within our schools. But since its inception and those guys being there, I think just their presence alone creates that deterrence from those who are thinking about either entering the school or doing something wrong, or even those who are in the school system contemplating doing something. That officer being there, being alert, and making his rounds and going around, they know that that officer is there. And so a lot of things that they probably would do, they won't do, but that doesn't stop some who are bold enough to try these things. And right. So the district itself is trying to put so many measures in place to keep our kids safe, and not only keep them safe, give them a positive learning environment, but they don't have to worry about the things that people actually face out on the streets every day. Mm-hmm. So I think that presence alone is a deterrent, because people know that, hey, there's an officer at that school. And so they're mindful of that fact, and I think it makes a big difference in our community and our school system.
Absolutely. Now, sometimes the parents are very critical of resource officers. Now, how can the parents make your job easier?
Well, you know, like you said earlier, everyone has their own opinion about certain things. And so the more we educate them and build those relationships and let them know that we're there for the benefit of their kids, when they know that we're there for the sole purpose of securing and making sure that those sites are safe, and that we have the best interests of those kids at heart, which are our most precious resources. And if they can come in with a positive mindset when they have an interaction with the officer, I think that makes things go so much better. Because even in the society in which we live, sometimes people have a negative experience in their home and their family, and some think the worst of law enforcement officers.
Right.
And some people appreciate law enforcement officers. If they would get to know that officer,
right,
and know that he's not only just an officer, but he cares about those kids. He wears more than one hat. He's an officer. He's a father. Some of them are coaches.
Counselors.
Some of them do so many different things, you know, and they put so much into those kids. Even those kids that are not theirs, they take an interest.
Right.
And I think those are lasting relationships. So even when those kids get grown and begin to establish families, they never forget that officer who had an impact,
right,
on their life. So
mm-hmm.
The parents can help in working with that officer to come up with a plan to make sure that their kid graduates from school, that he succeeds in every area, and continue to instruct him in the right way and keep him from any type of criminal activity so that he will become a productive citizen in our society.
Absolutely. Now, do you think it would help if, I don't know how you would do it, but if the officers from the different schools could, like, in an assembly, meet with parents to answer questions for them, do you think that would be a good idea, so that the parents would have more of a personal knowledge of the officers?
Yes, ma'am, and I thank the school board and its administration when they have their parent-teacher meetings, and not only the parent-teacher meetings, when they have their general assembly sometime, and even at the beginning of the year when they have those meetings to bridge the parents with the staff. That officer is usually present there,
And
he's usually given an opportunity to be introduced so that the people would know who he is, what he looked like. And they also have an open floor where they can ask questions if they have concerns. Yes, ma'am. So he has the opportunity to meet those parents who are actively participating in their child's educational process by attending those meetings, you know, that are designed to help build those relationships between the parents and the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. That's a good thing. Now, do you think that there is a negative aspect to the presence of school resource officers? because, as we said before, people have their opinions, and excuse me, sometimes people say things without knowing the whole story, without seeking the truth. So do you think that there is a negative aspect to the presence of your officers?
It's probably a small percentage out there that think that away. And I believe the reason they think that away is because they probably had a negative experience somewhere outside of that setting. But overall, since we've been in there, this is one of the best programs that have ever evolved, especially in our area and around the world. So I think we're one of the only few agencies in the state that has an officer in every school. And so that gives the parents some kind of assurance,
right,
in reference to the things that we're faced with and the challenges that we're faced with during this time. But then you always have those naysayers,
right,
who believe that, you know, we don't always do the right thing. They may say that we don't stand for the right thing, or that we're crooked, or whatever adjective they use to describe us, mm-hmm, which is far from the truth. Now, I'm not saying that every apple is good in the bunch because you have some bad and all, but
absolutely,
when you come across that type of stuff, there's a procedure to follow where you can file a complaint and go through the proper procedures so that that officer can be investigated and if found out to be what you say that they are. And I'm more than sure that the sheriff and our administration would deal with that problem to not only clean it up, but to send a clear perception to the community that we have transparency and that we are what we say we are. We have integrity, and we stand for right, and we stand behind the badge, and we stand with our oath of protecting and serving and doing, you know, a great job of serving the citizens of this parish.
Mm-hmm. So do you have the still have the rule, if you see something, say something?
Yes, ma'am. That's a general rule that's being passed around throughout the school system,
mm-hmm,
and around our law enforcement community too, because you have to remember, we can't do nothing without the citizens of this parish.
Absolutely.
They're the eyes and ears, and if they don't tell us and help us, then it's hard for us to be effective in our job. We can only do, if we haven't observed and seen ourselves, it's hard for us to do our job if we don't have the help of the citizens. And so that's an excellent program that they have. And so that helps us resolve or solve a lot of issues and crimes that are reported. You know, people will call and just say, or even in the school system, they have an anonymous line that people can call, almost like Crime Stoppers. They don't have to give their name. They don't have to give their identity. All they have to do is go on that site and report what they observed, and then that message will be sent to the administrator and distributed to the necessary people that need to have that message so that they can investigate and look into it. So any form of bullying or all those things that those kids experience, or that they're having problems and don't have no one to talk to, they have other avenues that they can use to contact us so that we can look into it and follow up on that, in that process of making that school safe and dealing with that situation.
That's great. I didn't know about that. Now, excuse me again. Are the parents aware of that? That avenue?
Yes, ma'am. It's advertised. It's published. The principals, and I'm quite sure the administrators, when they have their meetings, not only with their staffs, but also the parents, they let them know that they have these type avenues available to them to use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, are they going to use them?
Right.
And so the dissemination of information that's passed out can come from child welfare and attendance. It can come from any agency or part of the school system that receive these threats. And you'd be surprised, because we get a lot of things that we deal with that's not school-related, that may have happened at school, and then it's off campus. Somebody may put a post or thread on social media,
mm-hmm,
and some of them share and tell. And so we deal with that immediately. We don't wait till the next day.
Okay.
You know, we deal with those issues as they come in to make sure that we don't have to deal with something of a greater magnitude on that next day. But they are promoting that and advertising so that the parents are aware that these options are available to them.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you've given us a lot of, excuse me again, you have given us a lot of useful information, and I certainly do appreciate that. I appreciate you being a guest on the show this morning, and hopefully someone has been enlightened by this information, because I know that I have. I don't have a child in school anymore, but still, it's an enlightening interview, and I certainly do appreciate you for doing that, Major Davis.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson, for having me and giving me the opportunity. I'm humbled and honored by this opportunity to be a part of your show.
Thank you so much. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Right here, but for those who do, just know whatever comes against you, honey.